Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart. We finally made it to the big three, the top three, the big names in free agency as it relates to the Patriots. That, of course, Julian Edelman, Aqib Talib, and LeGarrette Blount. Which one of these three guys is the most valuable to this team?
I think it's an easy answer. It's Aqib Talib. Okay. I mean, we've seen the last 2 years, when he's healthy and on, what a difference maker he is for the defense. Now, what sort of blurs the value question on the open market and how much money to re-sign him, franchise tag, all that, is the injury. The fact that he's had a recurring hip injury. Each of the last two seasons, you've been in the AFC title game and playing without him, and it obviously cost you. But he is a playmaker. He is a – I mean, look at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Julio Jones, Vincent Jackson, Jimmy Graham.
Right.
You matched him up with the opponent's best receiver. You cannot overestimate – I mean, underestimate how valuable that is to a defense.
Right.
That allows you to do so much more. It's Talib, and you need him back for this defense.
And his injury isn't really all that concerning to me. I mean, yeah, it hurts, you know, obviously not having him in the AFC Championship game, but that was – there were
hurts
so many –
hurts him, too.
Right? I see what you did there. There were so many other things wrong with that game. I don't want to blame it all on his injury. I mean, to me, you know, missing a couple of games, it's worth having him on this team.
There's
if he's
no
gonna
question.
Miss a couple of games.
There is no question because, you know, we were talking September, early October, defensive player of the year type play from
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
He was that good for this defense. And it's unfortunate not just with him as he had the hip injury that he was sort of on again, off again. But we never got to see that defense and see where it maybe could have gone over the course of the season. I'd like to see him back so we can see where that progression goes.
Second player I think I'd like to see back is Julian Edelman. What's the realistic possibility of that happening?
I think there's a chance. You know, this is he has a lot of loyalty to this team,
I agree.
Think. And he had obviously his best year with this team.
Right.
He's best friends with Tom Brady. They share an agent. They're from the same part of the country. They work out together in the offseason. If he's blown away in free agency, if somebody comes and just offers him some ridiculous $6, $7 million a year, okay, for his family, his future, he probably has to consider it.
Right.
But if he's just going to get market money, which is probably $3.5, $4 million, I think he'll take market money here to be with a guy like Brady that he's comfortable with and a team that he's loyal to.
Right. And then last but certainly not least, LeGarrette Blount. Now, the running back group is pretty stout. I mean, if they stay with what they've got right now, they've got a lot of versatility. They have a lot of guys who can do the job. I don't want to say that he's not worth something to this team, but out of these three, I think he is on the lower end.
I do, too, and I'm a little bit swayed by what Bill Belichick has done over the course of a decade here, and that's plug running backs in.
Yeah,
seems
absolutely.
Like he just finds guys and they get the job done, sometimes for a full season, sometimes for a half a season, whatever it may be. And it's interesting. We start with Aqib Talib, and we end here with LeGarrette Blount. They're two guys who have been very vocal in how much they love it. And, you know, it's a different atmosphere. They didn't really play in the NFL till they got here.
Right.
If LeGarrette Blount truly feels that and wants to be back on a very team-friendly deal, then okay, I think there's a place for him. We know it's a committee backfield. They love the committee approach. They'd like to keep him part of the committee. But the way he played down the stretch sort of opened some eyes. I think he's probably going to get a chance to make some money somewhere. Some team may say, this guy can be our lead back. He can be our starter. If that happens, I don't see the Patriots going in that direction to match an offer.
There certainly aren't many 250-pound running backs who can also return kickoffs for 73 yards. That's something you don't find every day. It's certainly a huge value to this team later part
and
in the season.
Just the hype that was late in the year, the you know the T-shirts, the blunt force trauma with two touchdowns every game, four touchdowns in
crazy.
A game. You know, I think that gets a lot of attention out there, and I think somebody might try to throw a little money at it.
Right, so a lot of big names. Free agency period is approaching us, so we'll have to keep an eye on all these guys and much more. But that will wrap it up for Andy and myself. Thank you for being here with us. I appreciate you taking so much time out of your day to come down here and hang
Always
out
on
us
time and ready to
today.
Go. That's me.
That's right. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.